Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge on my account that's pending for 106. Hold on just a second. 106.36, and I want to know what it's for.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
35150.
35150. Okay. Okay, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name?
Georgia Ann Jones.
Okay, Georgia Ann. So I need you to verify your shipping address for me, please.
114 Landing Way, Sylacauga, Alabama, 35150.
Okay, thank you for the information, Georgia. Just give me a moment. I'm waiting on my system to load. Okay, ma'am, I do see that charge on the 28th for 106.36. And that's it looks like some type of product you ordered. This is look like they charging you the full size, the full amount for a 30-day supply because you ordered the trial size back on December the 20th, where you paid $5.45.
What?
Ma'am, I'm trying to see what it was. The 20th wasn't so long ago. Do you remember purchasing something and you paid $5.45? For the shipping and handling, Luna, what is that? It looks like some kind of face cream. I don't know if that's a face cream. Yes, ma'am.
But I never got anything.
Hold on, ma'am. It looks like some type of, I don't even know what, let me see if I know what this is. Eye cream or face cream or something.
But I've never gotten it.
Yes, ma'am. It's on its way. I'm saying, did you remember purchasing it, though?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's an anti-aging cream.
But how can they go ahead and charge me the full amount when I haven't even gotten a trial size?
Yes, they charge you after 7 days, ma'am. And that was on the 20th. It'd been the 7th.
But I've never even gotten a face cream or an eye cream.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. But this is how their trial size go. Now, this is their policy. When you purchase something, okay, they give you 7 days. Now, the thing about it, they give you 7 days to try it. The 7 days doesn't start when you get the item. Their 7 days start when you order the item. So I see where the product was purchased on December the 20th.
Well, how do you know if you even like the item? I mean, that's what
a
trial is.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not the one.
Well, I
want to
cancel it. Whatever it is, I need to cancel it. I cannot afford for 106.36 to come out of my checking account.
Yes, ma'am, and that's for the full-size bottle. Now, the 106 is not for
and
the
I
item.
Don't want it.
So, ma'am, when you purchased that, did you read it? Because they got terms and conditions. Everything have terms and conditions. When you paid for the bottle, the first item, you didn't read the terms and conditions where it said you have 7 days to try it?
To try it.
Yes,
seven
ma'am,
days to try it.
Yes, ma'am. Now with
you,
that,
I haven't even I don't even have it.
Yes, ma'am.
To try.
With that, yes, ma'am. But with that 7 days, I understand.
I don't even have the trial size. Is what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. You don't have the trial size. But even if you, even if you did get the trial size, you got to call back in before the 7 days is up. Because if you don't call back in and cancel it, they're gonna charge you the 106.
Well, I'm calling to cancel it now.
Yes, ma'am.
I need this 106.36 put back on my checking account.
Well, ma'am, they're not going to let me refund you that back. Now
I don't even have the trial size.
Yes, ma'am. They're going to ship you this out, too. You're going to have two coming. You're going to have the trial size coming, and then you're going to have...
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. I mean, for real, you know it as well as I know it. This is crap.
Yes, ma'am, but you have to, like I said, it's important. You have to make sure you read those terms and conditions. Cause they, yes, ma'am. They
most terms and conditions are let you try the item first.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but it's, they're just.
I mean, I hadn't even gotten the item.
It's being shipped to you. They shipped this out on the 21st. Oh my
well,
God.
I haven't even gotten it.
Okay, hold on, ma'am.
This is crazy. It's a trial item, and I hadn't even gotten the trial item. But 7 days... After 7 days of
ma'am,
you
showing,
ordering it.
Yes, ma'am. It's showing
hell,
that, this this was delivered on Tuesday, ma'am, by the post office.
So they're going to take it out.
It was in your mailbox.
I have it?
Ma'am, it was delivered in your mailbox Tuesday.
I do not have the items is what I'm trying to tell you.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm tracking the item. It's saying that it was delivered already, ma'am, Tuesday. Check your mailbox.
I have checked my mailbox and nothing was in my mailbox.
Well, ma'am, I don't understand, ma'am. I'm just going by, I'm tracking the thing. It's saying that it was delivered.
Well, it is not in my mailbox. This is a scam.
Gosh, ma'am, it was a scam.
Please cancel this.
Yes, ma'am. If it was a scam,
please cancel this.
Okay, ma'am. You don't have to be rude.
Well, I mean, if the $106 was coming out of your checking account for something you didn't get, you wouldn't be rude?
Ma'am, it's being shipped. It is.
I understand it's not your fault, but
yes,
I did not get the items.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, it's not their fault. They sent it out, ma'am. They did ship it out. And it's showing on here that it was delivered. Now, you need to check with the people in your house and what happened to it because it was in your mailbox.
I'm the only person in my house.
Well, then I just heard somebody else talking.
Yeah, a friend was over here.
Oh, okay.
She didn't go to my mailbox.
Well, man, you need to check with the mail person. They said he put it in your mailbox. Is your mailbox on the side
I sure
of the road,
will because she lives right next door to me. I sure will.
Oh,
I sure will.
Oh, my God.
Please cancel this.
Hold on, ma'am. OTP does not work on this campaign. Okay. Ooh. But, ma'am, I do agree with you that it don't make sense. Like you say, you hadn't received it. And then they want you to cancel it the day that you place your order. You would add 7 days. You place it on the 20th. And then on the 27th, it would be the 7 days. And you had, well, actually, ma'am, you received it on the last day. because he's showing it was delivered on the 27th, so you only had, you really didn't have time
to
try it.
You just said the 22nd. You just said the 22nd.
Ma'am, I said the 27th.
Did I receive it?
Ma'am, I said the 27th. You heard it wrong. The 27th, which was Tuesday of this week.
Yeah, they don't even want you to try it before they charge you for the full amount. So I'm getting some more of this shit, right?
Yes, ma'am, because you didn't count in time, but I'm pretty counting you, so you shouldn't get
Well,
any
where's
more.
My full order that I paid $106 for?
Ma'am, it's being shipped. That's what I keep telling you. Both of them is being shipped. It's being shipped. And I do have a tracking number for
Okay.
that. I got a tracking number for it. If you want to write it down.
Well, I want a cancellation order.
Okay, hold on.
Y'all need to quit using Jennifer Aniston's friggin' face on it.
But ma'am, I hadn't saw the advertising, and I'm just customer support, so it's not me. I'm only doing my job, so I don't know how to fix
it. I know you're doing your job.
Yes, ma'am, and I apologize for
to be a scam person.
No, I'm not a scam person. I just explained to you, ma'am, what was going on. I don't make the rules up.
Yeah,
I
know.
I don't make the policy up, so you can't get mad at me. I try to break it down to you and explain to you.
Still a scam if you charge somebody something for something they hadn't even tried. A trial means you try it and then you decide if you want it or not. That's not a trial.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not a scammer. I don't know who's scamming, but it's not me.
Well, your company is Universal Electronics, and that's called a face cream. Whatever. Your boss is a scammer.
Yes, ma'am. Now, my advice to you, ma'am, if you know companies are scamming, stop going online putting your credit card information if you're thinking they are scam. Why would you put your credit card in your bank information?
Trust me, I'll never do it again.
Oh, I don't do it at all. I don't do it at all.
Because it's all bullshit. All a bunch of bullshit. I'm getting a bunch of face cream that's a scam. Probably no more than you could probably get better results from oil of Olay. Probably $2 cream in there that I just paid $106 for. They won't let me.
The only thing I can say, man, when you order something, they say it's free. Make sure you look for it. You read the terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am, I will from now on.
I'm not trying to be.
I didn't read that it said 7 days from. I thought it said 7 days from the day you got the trial and. Got to try it.
Yes, I never got to try it. Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying because that would make sense to anybody 7 days after you receive it and not the 7 days when you place the order. So I understand your frustration.
I mean, being charged over $100 for something I hadn't even got to try yet.
Well, the other one,
it could be $2 face cream in there.
Well, it's
which it probably is.
Well, it's supposed to be on its way. I don't know what happened to the first one, but the second one for the 106 is on its way. It said it was shipped. So just be looking out.
Okay.
Be looking out for it. It is going through the post.
You know, I live in an apartment complex where there's about 400 boxes. It probably got put in the wrong box, but yet it says it's in 114 because I've had stuff happen like this before.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff I've ordered that got put in a different box.
Okay, well, did you put the apartment number on there?
Yes, my apartment number is 114.
Oh, they don't have, they just got 114 Landing Way. They just.
Right, that's the apartment number, 114.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, ma'am. I live in an apartment. I didn't have neighbors steal my packages and stuff, though. That's.
Well, no, it's not that they stole it. It's just they open up one door and there's a bunch of boxes in there and they stuck it in the wrong box, but they say that they put it in 114 thinking they did, but they stuck it in the wrong one.
Okay.
So I'm just screwed on that.
Well, I call up there and complain on them. So you have the mailbox with the
key,
right?
Well, I've called and complained before and it, you know, didn't do any good.
Oh my goodness, that's... Oh, I understand. They put a car. I had a remote to go to my car, and that thing cost like $200. And they swept me down. They put it in my mailbox. The mail lady actually put it in the other mailbox. And those are the mailboxes that be on the side of the road. You got to have a key to get in. Yes.
Uh huh.
They try to lie like they put it in the door, but I don't know what happened to it.
So you understand my frustration.
Oh, I understand. I live in an apartment.
Plus,
now.
I never got to even try. I mean, you know, plus it's the terms and conditions are scam-like because they don't even give you time to try it before they charge you the full amount.
Okay,
I'm just telling you, I wouldn't work for those people.
Okay, let me read this other one.
I used to work for a telemarketer that I found out later was scamming people, and I've quit. I don't care how much you want to pay me. I'm not going to sit there and scam folks out of their money, especially people that are on disability like me who live on a fixed income. I get $980 a month. Try living on that.
Okay, ma'am. So the account has been canceled. Yes, ma'am. There's another charge tried to come in for $108, but your bank declined it. So, yes, ma'am. So the account is canceled, so you shouldn't have no other charges trying to run through.
Thank you. My bank declined another charge for $108 they tried to charge me?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I think you, the way they're showing that you ordered two products, facial, the stuff looked like it was two ordered on that same day. But it could be different. One might be an eye serum. Let me see, can I see what that is? Bluetooth. B1, I don't know what.
That's crazy.
Yes, ma'am, I don't.
All I ordered was some facial something for my face. No eye serum.
Okay, well, I don't know what. Cause I was trying to find and see what it is. He not.
Actually, I thought I backed out of it and didn't order either one of them.
Okay, Georgiana. So the Georgiana, the account has been canceled, so you shouldn't have any other further, no more charges coming.
Thank you.
And I apologize for the misunderstanding of what you read or whatever that, you know, the issue was with that. And I thank you for calling in the customer support. Now you have a blessed day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.